We're going to start with a brief introduction. We found a stand at Chuck Swan. I don't know how many people are familiar with Chuck Swan, but it was very distinct. It had yellow poplar and hickory, and we thought that was a little odd, so we made a guess that it was a 2-H system. Now, 2-H systems maintain 2-H systems maintain two distinct age classes, and the 2-H system is a viable method for maintaining hardwood stands with the longer-lived species. Now, they may be maintained through deferment harvest. And at Chuck Swan, like I said, we found a stand that was dominated by hickory and yellow poplar. We decided we wanted to determine what events led to this composition, because you don't really see these species together that often. The poplar was really off-site. It was a poorer site. So we asked ourselves, how was this stand created? So the big question is, how does 2-H stands develop? How do 2-H stands develop in natural settings without the influence of man? We had a few different ideas and a few questions. Our first question was, where did the poplar come from? Was it planted? Did it come in after a disturbance? Was there an early disturbance? Or was it a pine stand with hickories that had a beetle kill and then the poplar filled the gaps? And our objective was to determine the history of the stand through stem analysis, stand dynamics, and through aerial photography. And like I said, this was a poor site. And you can see here, this is basically what the entire stand looked like. Just one small picture. So a little bit about the study area. It was at Chuck Swan WMA in State Forest. Chuck Swan is about 24,000 acres. And ours was a 40-acre peninsula right on the lake. And we did our inventory in December. That's when we actually went out and collected some just brief information to get an idea of what we were up against. And then in December, we felled 11 trees, and then we brought them back to the lab and analyzed them. Here are just a couple photos and DRGs. You can see here, it's pretty much closed canopy, not much understory, hickories, poplars, a few oaks. Chuck Swan was purchased, the whole area was rural farms and subsistence farming, privately owned. And then in 1934, TVA purchased the land to put in Norris Dam. And then after that, they donated it to the state in 1952, and it became Central Peninsula WMA and then Chuck Swan. And you can see in this picture what we think could be signs of a home site. I mean, there were rock walls or big rock piles throughout the stand. And so a little bit about the stand, the overstory was about 60 square feet per acre of basal area, which was predominantly yellow poplar and hickory. The mid-story was sourwood, dogwood, and sassafras. Like I said before, it was a closed canopy with very little understory. There were numerous wolf trees along some old roads and fence rows. And like I said before, rock walls and possible old home sites. And there was very little downwooding debris before we went in. Our methods, we did an inventory, and then we felled, like I said, 11 trees, and then we did a stem analysis, and then we analyzed the data and collected aerial photos. On the inventory, we did two transects along the contour with a variable radius plot using a 10 BAF prism, and we did that every three chains, and we had a total of 35 plots. when we collected our trees, we cut the tree down near the base, and then we cut a disc out every 4 feet, starting at the base. And we did 6 yellow poplar and 5 hickory. Now you may ask, why 6 yellow poplar? It got in the way when the state crews were out cutting the trees, so they just cut it down too. We figured it's on the ground, why not use it? And this is what our cookies look like and the trees after we cut them up. In the lab, we sanded the discs with a belt sander, and we counted the tree rings just with ocular observation, and if needed, under a magnifying glass. And then we determined the age at the heights. And as far as our data, we wanted to know what the importance values were from the inventory, the differences in the ages, and we wanted to look at the growth curves to see if there was a difference in the ages like we thought, and just to see if they were growing at a similar rate or if the poplar was overtaking. And for the methods on the aerial photographies, we obtained photos from TBA. We're still waiting on photos from the National Archives. And then we talked to the people in the forest, Ted Daly with TDF, and just tried to get some history of the area. And it was kind of somewhat difficult to get information about our stand, but we're still working on that, trying to piece together everyone's story. So going into the results, you can see here the relative dominance. The hickories had a relative dominance of 43%, while the poplar had a relative dominance of 23%. And as you can see, we have some oak, dogwood, maple, pine, and miscellaneous like sassafras, sourwood, things like that. Relative density, the hickories comprised 35% of the stems on the plots, while the yellow poplar comprised 16% of the stems. And relative frequency, hickories occurred in 26% of the plots, while yellow poplar occurred in 24%. And here are the importance values. And you can see that hickory and poplar make up, are very important and comprise a good portion of the stand. And just to show, we found that the average age of the hickory was 70 years and the poplar 57 or 58. The standard average height, typo there, the hickory was 76 and 74 for the poplar. So there was a difference. And like I said, we had 5 hickory and 6 poplar. And you can see here, the poplar were grouped together and younger than the hickory. And here's our growth rate. And it seemed like in the, I think it was the 70s, they kind of caught up to each, the poplar caught up and somewhat overtook the hickory. So the one question is, got ahead of myself. The hickory and poplar made up 50% of the stand, and the hickories were, on average, about 13 years older than the yellow poplar. And like I said, we're still waiting on aerial photos from the National Archives to do some photo interpretation of the land use, to look for disturbance, see if we could tell from the photos if there was a beetle kill, and various things like that. And so our original question, the hickories, did they establish at the same time or before the yellow poplar, or did the poplar enter after a disturbance? There are a few different possibilities, and I spoke with Ted Daly with TDF, and he said in that time, after TBA purchased the land, they went through and tried different treatments of planting poplar and white pine and poplar together. So that led us to think, well, maybe the poplar were planted. We don't know in our area yet if they were possibly planted, but it is possible. Or the poplar came in after a disturbance. In the area, there was a beetle kill in the 70s, sometime around 1975. And we're still, like I said, waiting on photos to try to see if our stand was hit. But they planted combinations of white pine, poplar, anything imaginable across that forest. So this leads to a few management implications. Are the poplar growing below what they could? Do they have potential? Could we release them? But it also makes us realize that we need to understand the history of a stand before we make, you know, before we think about various management techniques to see what could come back or what we could do or how it became like that. And we need to realize that every forest is not textbook. You run across oddities every once in a while. And I'd like to thank UT and TDF and everyone at Chuck Swan, as well as the people that helped me cut the trees and the cookies. So are there any questions?
All right, we've got about 5 minutes for questions.
Yes?
The rate of growth for the, as I remember from your one graph, was essentially the same.
Right.
That surprised me a little bit. I would have expected the rate of growth of poplars to be higher. Why do you think that is? Is that because of site? You said it was a poor site.
It is a poor site.
And so, does that suggest that yellow poplar are more sensitive to site? Can you tell me, fill me in a little bit on that. How does site relate to that? Is that the variable that's causing that similarity? Or am I just off in thinking that yellow poplar would grow better?
Okay, Dr. Ostermeyer is asking about the growth rate of yellow poplar because it was about the same as the hickory, and he's asking if the site had, if it was directly related to the site. And I do think it was related to the site because it was a poorer site. And once we find out more about the history, as far as if it was a disturbance, if there was like a smaller gap, less resources, things like that, that could lead to it. But yes, it is related to the site, I think. And you had a question? Over here. Yes.
Yeah, I was just wondering what the stem form was like on the poplar. And you think they were nicer in form because of the presence of the neighboring birds?
The question was the stem form of the poplar nicer, or what the stem form was and if it was nicer, potentially because of the neighboring trees? And the stems were, they were very clean, very straight. I don't remember many forked poplars at all. I mean, they were very clean. And I think it was because of the competition, definitely. Yes?
Were the standard deviations on your ages pretty tight?
The standard deviations on the ages, for hickory, it was about 3 and about 6 on the poplar. But we haven't done a lot of stats. That was just real quick. Yes?
Did you see any change in the growth rate of the hickories around the time of the yellow poplar stem?
The question was, did we see a change in the growth rate of the poplar about the time of the beetles? And we're still looking at that. I just found out last week about the age or the time frame of the beetle kill. And we're going to go back and actually look at the differences in the growth rings and see if there was a difference. In the few cookies that I was able to look at, we had an then undergraduate do that. There was a slight difference in the few that I looked at, but we're gonna have to look at that closer. Sorry. Anything else? Okay. Thank you.